On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team was swept last weekend at North Dakota. Back at home at the Sanford Center to take on Minnesota State Mankato. The voice of the Beavers, Kelly Schultz, with the Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Annie Bauerfeld.
First of all, Annie, congratulations on being named Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week this week. You scored 2 goals and 2 assists last weekend against North Dakota. You're having some great success on the ice, you personally, since the beginning of the new year. But your team struggled last weekend. Talk about what happened last weekend. Obviously, the Lammaroos were back in the lineup. Was that a major factor in last weekend?
Yeah, definitely. They bring a sort of offense that we don't see every weekend from two really great players. And, you know, our defense, we're getting used to it. We didn't have to play them the first half of the year, so they scored a lot of goals, and we let a lot in this weekend. We were pretty disappointed in that.
I mentioned your goals and your assists from last weekend. You've now had a hand in 8 of 10 goals since the beginning of the new year. What's been the difference since the first half of the season?
Just focusing individually as a player and just being better than I was the last game. I think it was hard mentally for me first half, but you just got to overlook that and go out and play hockey. So,
as successful as your team has been so far this season, was it hard to stomach last weekend's 2 losses?
Yeah, it was pretty hard getting on the bus Sunday night after the two losses, but, you know, we can learn from that and kind of take it to heart, although it's in the past, and just build off of it and hopefully get 6 points this weekend.
As a captain, what did you tell your teammates, obviously coming off of that weekend, getting ready for this weekend?
Just stay positive and, again, just have the girls reflect on that and remember how it feels and that we don't ever really want to feel that way again, and just keep working hard.
Looking back on your past 3.5 years at Bemidji State, what memory will you carry with that probably will forever sit in your head?
Definitely last year beating St. Cloud, those 2 last playoff games was a memory that I'll keep with me.
Can you believe how fast these last 3 years have gone?
Nope, they fly by.
I would assume you're not counting down. You've got 10 regular season games left, obviously postseason. Do you just kind of try to take it all in?
Cody and I talk about it a lot, and we just try not to focus on that, although it's going to come up sooner than we think, and we just got to finish strong here the second half.
Looking back, what originally made you come to Bemidji State?
I just liked the town and the coaching staff here. I knew it was going to be a couple challenges to face our first couple years here, and I knew with Aaron Cody and Johnson and everyone else coming in, we could make something special here, and that's kind of what we hope to do.
What is your major, and what do you hope to do when you finish school?
My major is getting a degree in psychology, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do after next year, after I get married and go live in Europe.
Speaking of that, this summer you're planning on marrying Tyler Schofield, mm-hmm. former BSU Beaver. Hockey, school, how do you plan a wedding and all that?
Very carefully. You have a great mother like I do. She takes care of it all. So, yeah, it's hard to balance everything, but definitely hockey and school come before that right now. So,
okay, I'm going to rip on one of your opponents. Last weekend, you're playing against the Lammaroos, and one of them happened to get married during the summer, Monique, and she hyphenated her last name, and doggone it, made my job kind of difficult last weekend calling a hockey game. Hyphenating or not?
No, definitely not. Bauerfeld Schofield does not sound very nice.
Good call. I had to ask. You're home at the Sanford Center this weekend against the Mavs. Your team had good success against them earlier, but they're also a scrappy team. Mm-hmm. What's the game plan and what are you working on?
You know, just come back and play better defense. We let in 11 goals or how many ever it was last weekend, and that's not usually like us. So we'll get back to that and just get back to our systems and playing within them, because that's what we know, and that's, you know, how we play Beaver hockey. So,
special teams have been outstanding, penalty kill, power play. How hard do you guys work on that every week?
Every week, yeah, for sure. We take time to work on power play a couple times a week, and penalty kills Thursdays right before the game, and follow their systems and practice that. So,
well, one thing your team has been is resilient over the years, and obviously bouncing off of a weekend like last weekend. I know that you have it in you to get a couple wins this weekend with the season winding down. What's the mindset right now?
We already played St. Cloud, and we have the Mavs coming up here, and it only gets harder from here, you know, with Duluth and Wisconsin and the Gophers. And so these 6 points are really crucial for the second half here in playoffs coming up, and we really need them. So,
what's the craziest thing that's ever happened on a road trip to you?
The bus broke down in Wisconsin.
I'll never forget that trip.
Yeah.
What has been your least favorite opponent?
I don't know. Now that the Lambs are on North Dakota, they're up there. I really get excited playing St. Cloud and the Mavericks, too. So,
favorite NHL team?
Detroit Red Wings, maybe. I don't know. I just enjoy watching hockey.
What is the one song or artist that gets you pumped up for a game?
This is so embarrassing, but probably a lot of, like, hip-hop and rap music really gets me pumped up.
That's not embarrassing. That's what I listen to on the bus, too. Annie, it has been fun these last 3.5 years. Good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully this weekend we'll get 6 points.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Annie.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.